alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Do you think if That's So Raven came out in 2001, they would have done an episode where she predicted 9/11?
Probably.
I never watched the show. What was it about?
She had like...
She had vague visions.
Precognition stuff?
Well, she had visions, and then she wouldn't get the full vision, but she'd see some part of it, but not the end result of the vision, just before the end. And she would try to prevent that thing from happening, and it would still happen.
Okay.
But then it would all be resolved anyway.
So she'd be like, the second tower's been hit.
So, you know, we didn't need That So Raven because Mark Wahlberg would have stopped it if he was on the airplane.
Right. Would have stopped 9/11.
Yeah.
How? By being racist?
He
says
buff.
That being in fit. Like a fit specimen.
Yeah.
I don't... you're not going to get through a locked door doing that.
He's kind of delusional.
Yeah.
So you guys watch anything the last couple of weeks?
We watched Monkey Man together. I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Was that last week?
No, nope. It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, right. I was really sick last week.
I also watched Meatball Machine.
How was that? I don't know what that
Real
is.
Real good. It's like... Kind of like Power Rangers, but gross.
Mm-hmm.
Gory, Japanese.
Low budget. It was fun. I liked it.
Nice.
I don't think I really watched anything other
You've
than...
You've watched Fallout.
Fallout, yeah.
I watched the first episode.
Yeah. I finished that in a few days.
I watched the first episode of The Three Body Problem. Mm-hmm. Thought it was cool, so I just read the book in a couple days instead. So
are you going to watch it?
No.
No?
No, I read the book. I don't need to watch it now.
Maybe there's differences.
Oh, there is, because the Netflix version is much more, takes liberties. But then there's a Prime Video version, a Chinese version, that's much more close to it. So, not going to watch either of them, but whatever.
I watched First Blood.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a really good movie.
I went on a Chadwick Boseman binge with 42.
We talked about that last
Marshall.
Time. Yeah. What was that?
I went with Chadwick Boseman dive with 42 and Marshall. Where he plays Marshall Thurgood.
I don't know who that is.
He
died cancer, right?
Chadwick Boseman died of cancer, yeah. But Marshall,
I know who that is.
Thurgood, he was a lawyer who worked with the NAACP and would try African-American cases.
Interesting.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah. Wrongly accused people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't wrongly accused of cancer. He had cancer.
I'm not talking about that, you son of a bitch. But yeah, no. Gone too soon and...
Just like OJ.
Forever.
OJ dying.
Gone too soon.
We miss you, Juice.
He's loose up in heaven now.
Khloe Kardashian lost her dad.
What?
There's this conspiracy that Khloe Kardashian is OJ Simpson's daughter and not the Kardashian.
Okay. Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
Sure. So
I've been listening to Taylor Swift's new album as well. Very relatable.
New breakup album, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I've just recently gotten into Rise Against, so I've been listening to them a lot.
Which is weird because I tried to get you to listen to them for so long, and you're like, I hate this.
I'm pretty certain I thought they were Rage Against the Machine, and I do not like Rage Against the Machine.
No.
That's fair.
That.
Yeah, I don't really like their music either, but...
Well, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of that.
It'd be really funny if you just started having like a punk rock phase in your 30s.
You think it's... I guess it is punk rock.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're not going to have any mohawks or anything?
You don't have hair.
All right.
I did podcast. Come across a picture of you without your head tattoo, and you looked so bald. I'm sorry, but I just...
He looks great.
Obviously,
great.
I would look bald. Great. I didn't have hair.
I know, but it's just the tattoo kind of helps.
Saying all the wrong words. I didn't know it was Make Ryan Cry Day.
No. He looks great.
You look great. It just
as opposed
great.
To before when I look like a horrible basement troll.
Not at all.
Those are your words, not ours.
I just say, and I was like, what is missing? And I was like, right, the head tattoo.
I was going to say, no, your words, Andrew, are Ryan has fat fingers.
I never said
that.
You definitely
did.
I said you had thick working man fingers.
I don't know.
You got thick trades hands.
Yeah.
The fingers are thick for fingering people.
Cool.
Speaking of, we have a live studio audience today.
Yeah. My goal is to make Sarah laugh so we can hear her on the recording.
We have Sarah in house, and we have a giant rabbit.
Who you might hear once in a while pumping away.
Yeah.
Whether that's Sarah it's or not
a,
or
it's
a
not
smudge.
A joke. There actually is a rabbit just staring at me right now.
We got Smudge in the house, Sarah in the house, and
I am Ryan.
We are Legion.
I'm here with Andrew.
Yes.
We're also here with Robin.
Hey. Our, on again, off again.
Our bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I'm Ryan. This is Andrew here with Robin, and we are Survive the Night podcast, a podcast where we talk about a movie, usually horror movies, but we've been known to dabble a little bit.
And we're kind of dabbling today.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because it's not horror.
It's horror adjacent,
it's not horror. Andrew, what movie? This is your pick?
This is Predators.
Which comes from the year 2010. Oh, initial thoughts.
Andrew.
It's my pick. I've seen it a few times. I still really like it. Yeah.
It was a different role for Chris Hansen, for sure.
Would you get naked?
I thought he did really well.
Is that your take on the movie?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of those jokes.
But what's your initial
thoughts?
My thoughts? I thought it was better than the first one.
You think it's better than the first Predator?
Yeah.
Interesting.
First Predator, not a lot happens in it.
Yeah.
This one is action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's action. It's Topher Grace. It's action.
There's some good jokes in it, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some not so good jokes, too.
What about you, Robin? What do you think?
Oh, it was pretty good. Solid.
Yeah.
I think there's better action movies out there, but this isn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't get over Adrian Brody's voice. It was...
Yeah.
He was putting on that...
He's a strange, very strange casting choice for this movie. They wanted like an Arnold Schwarzenegger type, but those types had all like dried up by that time.
Yeah.
And I guess...
This was kind of that awkward time where there wasn't
the Marvel stuff going on.
There was no Dwayne.
There was no Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth would have been perfect for this, I feel, back then.
Yeah.
If he was known.
So, more. And I think, what's his name? Adrian?
Brody.
Brody. He just won an Oscar.
Yeah, for The Pianist.
The Pianist. So, like, he was like a hot actor at the time.
Yeah.
So, but it's such a...
This is the opposite of that.
Yeah. It's like, you know what he'd be good at? Being like a military, like, commando guy.
Yeah. Bit of an, like, asshole psychopath.
Yeah. And with like a...
A little soft spot for the hot chick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're covering Predators. It's from 2010. It's rated R. And it is not classified as horror, but as action and sci-fi.
I think the first one is as well. I don't think
it's... Yeah. It's directed by Nimrod Antal.
It would suck having your name be Nimrod.
I mean, if you lived in the States, yes, but if he lived somewhere else beforehand, it probably was just a normal name.
Yes, I know. Like, I know. For us, us North Americans.
I mean, honestly, Nimrod if you went to, like, I don't know, China or something, and they're like, Andrew?
But there's also...
What a dumb fucking name.
There is also...
I'd agree with them, yes.
There's a Scottish name, Athol.
Well, that's just classy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So that's a classy spy name.
Athol. Nimrod Antal, he also directed an episode of Wayward Pines and two episodes of Stranger Things.
Yeah, he's done fuck all.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The music is by John Debney. He also did the music for The Relic and Hocus Pocus.
Should probably cover Hocus Pocus at some point. Maybe for like Christmas or something?
I want to say like Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. No, it's a great Christmas film. I would love to do that. Makeup effects, we've got Howard Berger. He's a powerhouse, having 27 horror...
Special effects.
I always want to say sound effects. And 105 horror makeup effects credits to his name, such as Predator, Day of the Dead, Evil Dead 2, In the Mouth of Madness, etc. We also have Greg Nicotero. He's another big boy with 95 makeup effects and 50 special effects horror credits. including Phantasm II, Army of Darkness, etc. For the cast, we have Adrian Brody. He plays Royce, and he comes to us from Splice.
What a shitty movie.
I've never seen it.
It's not good.
I know lots of people who like it, so.
Yeah, but you also know a lot of people, so I don't. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Statistically, some of them are going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's true. We have a lot of friends. Our friends are in the room right now, minus a couple.
Literally, yeah. I'm missing one.
Yeah. Same.
Rudy and
two.
And Ash.
They're not my friends. They're my children.
Yeah. Oh, right. Sorry.
And you're not supposed to be friends with your children until they're adults.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Tell that to Lorelai Gilmore. She's friends first with her daughter.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that's isn't she like a bad mom?
She's a little toxic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
My point stands.
She was also a 16-year-old mom, so you know she was learning too.
Well, why did she have the child?
Because America and anti-abortion and.
Were they anti-abortion back then?
Gilmore Girls would have been a lot different if she got an abortion.
It'd just be Gilmore Girl. Talking to her invisible daughter.
Yeah. Talking to no one.
Just talking fast, drinking coffee. Oh, there's the crazy coffee lady.
Makes me think of the Garfield books where they took Garfield out and it's just John talking.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. We also have Topher Grace. He plays Edwin, and he was in Love, Death, and Robots.
Yeah, he hasn't been in any real horror stuff, and honestly, he hasn't been in a whole lot of stuff.
No. He's pretty minimal.
He really tried to jump out from That 70s Show, and it just didn't really work out for him.
Because his first thing was Venom, and that didn't do so well for him.
Wasn't it also like where he was in a movie with Dennis Quaid or something? And
that movie's really good. I don't remember the name of it, but it was good.
It's like Dating My Daughter or something. But he dates Dennis Quaid's daughter. And yeah.
Dating My Daughter. I think it has a different name than that.
Yeah, it does. But.
And there's that like 80s, like Take Me Out or Take Me Out Tonight, I think was pretty good.
That one. And then, he also had a cameo in Ocean's 11 where he played himself.
Okay.
But he was in this huge poker game that Brad Pitt's character was like hustling them through. Anyways, we got Alice Braga. She plays Isabel. She was in I Am Legend and The Right. She's also not horror related, but in one of my favorite TV shows called Queen of the South. And she plays a drug lord in that.
Hmm. Oh, she plays a strong, empowering woman?
She does.
Girl and boss.
Yeah, she works her way up from being a drug mule to being like queen pin.
Being a drug mule would be a
taxing job.
Terrible job.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It might be easier for you, though, because you got a pretty loose bum, right?
You could barely hold it in there.
I could barely hold it in there, so.
Well, that's what they want. They don't want it to be tight in there. They don't got to root around for it.
But that's what you want, so it's hard for them to find when they do the cavity search.
You don't
want to
go through the airport and it just drops out.
I also don't understand why they're just immediately cavity search. They're like, sir, you, out of the line. We got to check your butt.
Like the dumper on that guy.
That dude definitely has drugs up his ass. Yeah. I
need to stick my finger up that. We got Walton Goggins. Like Andy said before, he's the man of the hour because he's in Fallout.
He's also always, like, I don't know him in anything that I've seen him in where he plays a good guy.
Yeah, he plays a great villain in Justified.
Yeah, he mostly plays
villains.
Villains. He's good at what he does.
He is. He plays Stans, and he was in House of a Thousand Corpses.
I don't even remember him in House of a Thousand Corpses.
Neither do I.
Walton Goggins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was he in that?
I don't know. Maybe he had like a bit part? Was he like... No, he wasn't Dr. Death, right?
Satan?
Died of Satan?
No, I don't think so.
And he's got crazy hair, and... He's amazing and the biggest teeth on the planet. Mm-hmm. We got Brian Steele. He plays Berserker Predator.
And the Falconer.
Alan Falconer. I'm getting there. I'm reading as I'm going here. And he was in The Relic, Exists, and The Empty Man. We also have Derek Mears. He plays Classic Predator. He was also in Hills Have Eyes 2, the remake, and Friday the 13th remake.
He played Jason.
Mm-hmm. And guess what we have for IMDb related? the other Predator movies.
That was it. It was.
You didn't put. Did we talk? Did we say Lawrence Fishburne?
Oh, we forgot Lawrence.
No, because I only put people who were in horror stuff.
I would call
Event Horizon.
We've already been over it. I didn't need to put them in it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then I would say like The Matrix, because it's sci-fi and a little horror adjacent.
You would say The Matrix is related?
Yeah.
Just because it has Lawrence Fishburne in it?
No,
we're
no,
not playing
no,
7 Degrees.
No, I just mean like mention him because of those two movies.
Well, I didn't need to mention him because we've mentioned him before.
Oh my God. And Ryan, give us the IMDb summary.
IMDb summarizes this film as a group of elite warriors parachute into an unfamiliar jungle and are hunted by members of a merciless alien race. I mean, the last part of that sentence, yes. A group of elite warriors parachuting in, like they're like, it's time to attack.
No, they're just dropped in.
Yeah, they're dropped in, and they're not all warriors.
They're killers.
Like,
yeah.
Because we got like a doctor.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah, but we didn't know that going in. No. So
this plot comes from horror fandom. In the near future, a mercenary named Royce awakens to find himself free-falling over a tropical jungle. Very CGI'd. I didn't realize it was the near future. Or is it the near future for everybody in 2010? But I guess for us, it's just like, you mean now?
Yeah.
As he nears the ground, a parachute on his back automatically opens, and he floats down to the ground.
He doesn't float down.
Well, there's also like a really weird shot where he was way above the trees, and then the next second he was like already under or something. Yep. It was very jarring.
Yeah. The parachute did shit all.
Yeah.
It opened too late.
He dropped, and like, he should have been dead. Mm-hmm. End of the movie, roll the credits. Just on his corpse.
Yeah.
And then the credits are sped up, and then it's just his body decomposing. That'd be a cool, like, artsy film. I feel like David Lynch would be like, yeah, I made that.
And you still would hate it. You asked him to make it, and then he'd be like, fuck, this sucks.
I'd be like, hey, David, you should make this little short film I've got an idea for. And I'd be like, okay. And then he'd do like his first showing for like investors and all that stuff, and I'd be there, and I'd be like, wow.
Here's my movie.
What a piece of shit, David. You haven't made a good movie yet.
To Tatabon.
Get back to Dune.
To Tatabon.
What the hell?
After landing in the jungle, he's immediately confronted by several other heavily armed individuals, including Mexican drug cartel enforcer Cuchillo, Russian Spetsnaz soldier.
Oh, yeah, Danny Trejo's in this, guys.
Yeah. You didn't put him in.
Yeah.
Because he's not in anything horror.
He's in gory movies.
Yeah, Machete, From Dusk Till Dawn.
He's in Spy Kids.
There's so many. You could add
have accidentally
forgotten.
No, deleted his, because I very much remember writing down From Dusk Till Dawn for him. I wouldn't put that movie that you said.
Machete?
Yeah.
It's more like...
Never seen it.
Like grindhousey.
Never seen
it. And you'd probably love it.
I've never seen it.
Well, that's the next pick.
No.
Spy Kids is a true classic.
Spy Kids.
Feels
the
same
pick.
As like... Hobo with a Shotgun. I just don't
Spy
have any
Kids
interest.
Is like Hobo with a Shotgun.
No.
But you would also love Hobo with a Shotgun.
Having a stroke over there.
No, I have obviously seen Spy Kids.
Yeah.
I even watched it with the 3D glasses.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Still need that like microwavable McDonald's thing to happen.
The what?
The packets that they microwave and turns into food. Yeah.
How about Tim Hortons making pizzas now?
No.
Should we talk about
it? No.
Should we spend a good portion of this podcast talking about that?
He sees Cuchillo, Russian Spetsnaz soldier Nikolai, and IDF sniper Isabel. There's a few scenes where like they're hearing noises and everybody's looking around with their guns, and I find it so, what's the word? Unpractical? Impractical?
Impractical.
Yeah, thank you. That she's using the fucking sniper scope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She probably wouldn't be able to see a goddamn thing.
Nope.
Sarah over there, nodding her head. She can read. She knows.
What?
I told her that she has to laugh at all my jokes and agree with everything I said, or she doesn't get a ride home.
Oh, she's under contract.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Well, more under threat.
Under duress.
I'll give her a ride home. You're going to be a piece of shit like that.
That's fine. So they encounter a couple more homies. RUF officer Mombasa, American death row inmate Stans, Yakuza assassin Hanzo, which, a little fun fact, Hanzo is the name of a very famous samurai.
Oh.
And American doctor Edwin. I don't know why they had to specify American doctor.
Because everyone else is from somewhere else. Except yeah. for, yeah.
Except for Royce.
Royce.
I thought yeah. of it like you have to specify.
And Stans.
Because like American doctor.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. yeah. They're the, yeah, they're all serial killers. So.
None of them have any clue where they are or how they got here. Each having woken up in free fall, only one thing is common between them. They are all cold-blooded killers. Except Edwin. Wink, 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 wink.
Wink, 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 wink.
Nudge, 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 nudge.
While trying to find high ground, the group inadvertently spring a series of booby traps. I feel like it's insane that the one... So they find a corpse after the booby traps. There's no way that guy would have done all that stuff. Come on.
I don't know.
Especially maybe. Since he's like...
Unless he was a Rambo or something. Or Schwarzenegger.
We don't know his backstory.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was afraid.
The traps that I didn't understand were where the spikes were coming from.
Yeah.
That were dropping from the sky.
Yeah.
He had, like, they were coming off like vines or something, okay. But it didn't make sense that they were falling.
Yeah, and how fast they were falling. I don't know. It was a lot.
It seems like a lot of work that he would have been seen by a predator or
this guy's like a fucking Dolph Lundgren over here.
Yeah.
Because
Dolph
Maybe Lundgren the predators were like, you know what? He's just exhausting himself doing all this yeah. shit. We'll let him do it.
Yeah, while he was probably napping, that's when yeah. the predator struck.
yeah.
They all run from the booby traps. There's like a pitfall to a big old log.
There's a snare, like this flip snare thing. Like,
right. How the fuck would he have been able to tie up that log and
right.
get it positioned?
Because he's Superman. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
They find his corpse.
Mm-hmm.
His chest is all blown out.
Also, I just want to say, like, in the first 10 minutes of this movie, there were a lot of bullets wasted.
Yes, because they're all freaking out.
They're all freaking mm-hmm. out, yeah. which I get. But, like, Nikolai with his...
He's also not a good shot.
As yeah, soon as it too. Happened, too, I was like, why are you shooting first and yeah. not asking questions later?
They do a lot of that in the first Predator, too. They'll just shoot at nothing yeah. because they're just spooked.
But yeah. it was just like, you're wasting so yeah. many bullets.
Yeah.
Dude's dead. And they're like, what?
So we set off dead man's traps. But it wasn't for us.
Yeah, Edwin's like, oh, yeah, he's been dead for like 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on the rate of decomposition.
His character is funny because he has to show how smart he is.
Yeah. They come across a poisonous plant and he has a scalpel on him already.
Yeah, and like, weird.
It made no sense for that reason, because he's a doctor, he has a scalpel.
It makes sense later. But like at first when he pulls out his little like...
toolkit.
Yeah, and you're like, what? Why did you have that on you?
Yeah. Are you just doing like random surgeries in the street?
Are you a murderer?
they walk through the jungle. They notice like the sun hasn't moved at all.
So here's my issue. Before that, they get out onto like this like cliff edge and then they see like there's a sun. There's like a giant planet right above them. And
you
like
see Jupiter
a moon
in the background, which is smaller than the other planet when it's supposed to be the largest planet. Like,
right.
I guess it's further away, but still.
I don't think it's in
I'm
the,
not
the same solar
but
system.
It
a scientist.
Like, but it looked exactly like Jupiter.
Oh, I see.
Okay. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to pretend to be one. But I'm pretty sure.
Sarah's laughing in the corner.
With these planets being this close.
The gravitational pull.
Yeah,
would
this
be
planet would have been. Yeah. Uninhabitable.
Yeah.
We're going by sci-fi rules where the rules are out the window.
Unless it's hard sci-fi, then it's all based in reality and
like
science.
Interstellar.
Or
but
the
it's not.
Three body problem. You mm-hmm. stupid bitch.
What?
You heard me.
Why are you coming at me?
I don't know. I gotta come I gotta come on someone. So anyways, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. As you said, Robin, I think the gravity would have just like absolutely fucked them.
Even if it doesn't make sense, it's a cool shot.
It is.
Yeah. I thought so.
I mean, whatever. I guess.
Anyway, they're pretty surprised by that.
It's a cool screensaver.
They're like,
yeah.
Whoa, guess we're not in America anymore, guys.
Guess we're not in Kansas anymore.
What, Andrew, what would you do? You got
saw that?
Dropped in the jungle, and then you saw a couple planets.
Then you just went through a bunch of booby traps and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably be doing what Edwin has been doing the whole time, just screaming and running and...
You're wrong.
Shitting myself.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You and me?
Yeah.
As soon as those booby traps went off,
suicide.
Yeah.
We would have been killed so fast. Or immediately would have been like, wow, this plant looks so cool.
Dead.
I'm so hungry.
I always like to think about that, like how long I would last in a movie. And
I wouldn't last long.
Yeah. Or
I don't have great survival skills.
I wasn't super thinking about it. I was like, okay, I could probably maybe last through this stuff or this. But the moment water becomes a factor, I'm like, well, I'm dead. Cool.
Like you have to find water.
No,
because
I drowned. Like when they jump into the little lake or pond there, I'm dead.
I thought you were learning.
Not enough. We'd all jump in and then everybody would be like, is everyone okay? We're missing somebody. It's just me floating.
Also, you probably didn't even try to swim. You just gave up.
They're like,
you just start swallowing the rocks.
Yeah. And they're like, the fuck? It was only up to our waist.
Which is a kind of a scene.
Near the beginning when Edwin gets cut or shot down.
Yeah, because
he's strapped from his parachute in a tree. So
which doesn't make sense because he gets shot down and then when he pops back up, he's not strapped in anymore.
Oh, yeah.
After all that, then finally, Isabella's trying to like talk to Royce a little bit more, which by the way, we don't know Royce's name till like the very end of the fucking movie. And she's like, what's up with you, dude? Huh? The fuck's wrong with you? Yeah. I'm being a bit of a bitch. Stupid little bitch. He's like,
he's pegged everybody for what, like...
He's pegged everyone?
Yes.
Well, that's how you become the leader.
Yeah.
I don't
you
know
have
if
to
you
assert
know,
your dominance early.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know a lot about Predator lore, but to figure out who's the king or queen, Predator, peg.
Peg.
Yeah. You have to peg. Yeah.
But he knows, like, he's guessed where everyone's from, like, what organization. Mm-hmm.
And they're like wow, spot on. And then
he's profiled everybody. There we go.
He deduces that they're being hunted.
Yeah.
But he does that afterwards. But anyways, he's like, yeah, this planet's it's weird because like sun hasn't moved. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And all that shit happens.
And then these alien dogs, for lack of better
term, the hounds
are released,
are roughly based off the original Predator design.
This wasn't.
That's what it says, yeah.
It's not the
or
hounds.
Is it that other
it's
thing?
The other creature. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Fucking IMDb telling me the wrong shit.
I know. I look like an idiot. I'm the Predator nerd over here, so.
Well, yeah, you are a Predator nerd.
And then...
You're like, hey, kids. You guys like vintage television?
Do you like Predator figures?
Do you like VHSs?
Yeah.
What's that?
Come watch my special tapes.
I got a lot
of
stuff.
You can be in one.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff from the guy who made Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
So yeah, these fucking creatures start running after them. A few of them kind of like sprint out. And then again, about the ammo, they just start unloading. Yeah. Like they're all supposed to be like trained or at least have been in the shit for quite a while. You'd think they'd know how to like.
Three quarters of them anyway.
Conserve their ammo, yes.
And the two who don't have ammo, like.
They're just hiding and running.
The
and
only one out of them, other than the two obvious ones, the prisoner and Edwin, the doctor, would be maybe, what the hell's his
Danny
name?
Danny Trejo's?
Cuchillo.
Yeah.
Because he's just like fucking from the hip firing, whatever. Yeah. But the other ones, you would think.
They have some tactical training and everything.
Yeah. Right.
So they fuck up these little doggies.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
But then Royce is like, oh, this is how you hunt. You bring out the animals to separate the prey.
The betas bee. From the alphas. Me, I'm a sigma. He also pulled out a machete, and somehow this thing was sharp enough to cut directly through one of the
heads.
The hounds.
Yeah, it's like sliced it like butter.
And they're like, how do you know they're hunting us? And he's like, because that's what I would do.
For quail and boars.
For quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
That'd be terrifying because I'm pretty sure immediately Dennis Quaid would start hunting you.
Dennis Quaid is so hot. I would do it.
You think Dennis Quaid is hot?
Yeah.
Learning some dark secrets about Robin today.
Him in Parent Trap? He's gorgeous.
I just think of old Dennis Quaid. Old, crazy Dennis Quaid.
Hunting human for sport.
Dennis Quaid from the 90s.
Okay.
And early 2000s. He's a beautiful man.
So there's a little whistle, calls the dogs back. They talk about, like, oh, we're being hunted. Fuck. And then
they realize one of them is missing.
Yeah.
Sarah and I had no idea. We were like, oh.
Honestly, I count. He's like, there's only seven of us. And I counted. I was like, seven. There was another person.
Exactly.
Who? And then
so it's Cuchillo.
Immediately kicked in. I was like, oh.
As soon as they show him, it's like, right, that guy.
He's sitting in a field.
So, yeah, he's sitting in a field. We hear him being like, help me.
Help me.
Help me.
But you don't see his face.
No.
No, we only see his back. And then before anybody goes up, Royce like picks up a rock or honestly, it kind of looked like dried
mud
shit.
Club. Yeah.
Throws it. And then some weird trap stuff goes off. And they're like, they're using him as bait. Just like I would do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These predators and I are just really fucking sucking up.
So they keep walking.
Except Isabella's like, I can't leave him. So I'll just execute.
Well, he's like, help me, help me. And she's like, oh, I can't.
And then she
shoots
him. Super
fucking weird. She doesn't shoot him through the head. Instead, she's like, I'm going to aim for his heart. A much smaller target. Yeah.
So she shoots him. You think he's dead, but then he still says, help me, help me.
But he's already dead.
He was already dead.
Yeah,
and it was just one of the predators mimicking his voice.
Yeah, the camera finally pans around. He's like all fucked up. And then we see predator vision and the voices and stuff. How would you lure
children?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. You did. So honestly, you're just kind of like.
How would I lure the people into my trap?
Yeah. How would you be a predator?
I would have, if I was going to trap you, I'd do the same situation with the Danny Trejo character, but it would be ring pops.
Yeah. No, push pops.
Push pops. Sorry.
I like both. Okay. What flavor, though?
Strawberry.
Okay. You know me so well.
Depending on the time of year, because wintertime, it'd be candy canes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I...
You could do that. Anyway.
Push pops, ring pops are any time of the year.
I know, but... Get you some
so, yeah, that's where... And then...
See, you think that, but I wouldn't, because I don't want to walk through grass or foliage that's above my feet.
Don't worry. There would be
a trimmed meadow.
A perfect path to it.
There'd be a perfect path to it.
Be like... You brought golly gee whiz. Sure is nice that somebody left this pile of candy here for me.
And there's a trail,
what do they do for movies, like the walkway or something? Straight to the
red carpet?
Red carpet. There you go.
It was like the walkway for movies? Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Sorry, the red carpet.
No, I'd put out a steaming hot bowl of vegan mac and cheese.
That I don't know if that would get him.
No.
Also,
if he was really hungry, if he'd been walking
through
the jungle.
If I'm on a different planet... And there's nothing to eat. It doesn't have to be vegan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to eat to survive. Also, why wouldn't you say lasagna?
Well, I was going to say lasagna.
That's
but
so
I,
much more.
You're talking about mac and cheese earlier, and
you
wanted it.
You're walking through the forest. You see the mac and cheese, and then you're just like, "This
I don't
better
like how you guys think I'm so stupid.
This better be vegan, or I'm not eating it."
I'm like sniffing it. I don't know. It smells like real cheese. It smells kind of like real cheese. I don't know.
And then when you eat it, then you get the stomach ache because you're going to because you overate. And then
you haven't had dairy in so long.
And then that's when we get you.
Oh, okay. For you, Andrew, I just put a child out.
Thanks.
What about me, guys? How are you trapping me?
Dennis Quaid. Just saying, come hither, Robin. You know, it's just him saying, help me.
I like that for some reason he's using an accent because he's a crazy person. Come hither, Robin.
Dennis Quaid moment, okay?
Yeah.
Him and Patrick Swayze.
Some like really obscure like VHS tapes. Yeah. With just a sign that says like free.
Yep.
Take as many as you want.
Or like... No security cameras. Just steal on your own whim.
Yeah. So, okay.
Here's we set up a whole store.
Yeah. Here's what I'm doing
with
for
Andrew. Walmart.
I'm building a value village. Putting stuff in it. I'm making all the stuff myself.
Yeah.
I want it to be like very, you know, realistic. And then as soon as you go inside and you go to pay and I see you not paying, that's when I shoot you. I would have let you go if you paid, but...
Yeah.
Again, if we're being more realistic, and somebody was hunting either Andrew or I, or we were hunting each other, I think wouldn't need any fanfare stuff. It'd just be like, I could just walk up to him and shoot him and be like, all right, there we go.
Yeah, you don't need any tactical,
like, you don't need any tricks.
You don't need any training. You just need just a gun and a bullet.
Anytime I think about like horror movies,
decent
like
decent aim.
Like Supernatural.
Not even decent aim. You could take like a clip round and like miss half the time and you'd still probably get me.
That's fair.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
The Supernatural, like I watch movies that are like supernatural, ghosty kind of stuff, or like monsters or whatever, and I'm like, what would I do? And honestly, I would probably curl up into a ball as small as possible, and then I would close my eyes.
Yeah.
And whatever happens has to happen, because what am I supposed to do? So they start following the creature's tracks, because Royce is like, we got to get to their base. That's what we got to do.
We got to get them.
Yeah, I love that.
Swear to me.
We got to get the predators.
Batman was in this movie, guys.
They follow the creature's tracks to a nearby campsite scattered with skinned corpses hung from trees, as well as bones and skulls of previous victims. And there's like old skulls from like Neanderthals and shit like that.
I think they showed a xenomorph one at some point, and there's one predator.
I don't think it was a xenomorph. I think it was just the predator one that we see.
But there's also other various ones throughout.
Mm-hmm. As a group wander around, they stumble across a captive predator tied to a metallic totem-like pillar. I know none of you thought this, but when we saw him dangling there on the pillar, honestly,
I thought of a pirate ship.
Oh, my very first thought, and I'm not joking, was
I'd fuck that.
No, I really want to see his dick.
same, but different.
My thought was like,
this is your chance.
Do you think the predators just have like the biggest fucking, like, what if it would take you out of the movie so much to just, they pan to the predator and he's been like stripped because he's been like a bad naughty predator or something. And it's just this fucking like elephant's leg swinging between his
I legs. Think if it was that big, you'd see it, because they basically just wear loincloths.
Unless
they're just like shoving it in there.
People will like
they're just tucking like
will like
drinking.
Edit movies to like add random stuff, especially now, because like it's so easy to do that. I would absolutely love if somebody edited like a Predator movie where they're wearing the loincloth and you just see the tip of their swinging down,
or like one of their testicles just hanging out. Oh,
that'd be so good.
How many testicles do you think they have?
Three.
Okay.
In Mexico, they ask people to.
I thought you were going to say in Mexico they have three testicles.
Yes. No, but there was a news station and they asked people to send in their pictures of the eclipse.
Oh, okay. Yes. I saw this.
And one guy sent in a picture of
course.
His testicles.
That's
and it, there was three?
There was one.
There was only one testicle?
Yeah. And there was like craggly hair sticking out of it. It was pretty wiry. It wasn't a pretty one. They're not pretty anyway, but this one was not.
Have you seen pretty nuts?
No.
I bet they're like, predators would be like really smooth. They kind of look like, I don't know what type they are, but like the eggs that are like kind of dotted, like splotchy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like a quail egg, but like bigger.
Or an ostrich egg.
Not that big. No, that's too big. I don't like that.
Well, if they got the
it's
got
to look good to me. This is my fantasy.
I'm just saying, if they're going to have the elephant-sized penis,
well, I didn't
they're
going
to need like...
Elephant. Maybe they use their alien...
Ostrich-sized
I'm
testicles.
Thinking more like a forearm's worth, probably. Like, realistically,
and
like
I
a forearm.
Feel like an ostrich egg would be proportionate
do
to
you
that.
Think,
no, I want
do
the
you
balls
think
to
they
be
have,
I don't like big balls.
Their genitals are so big, but they use the predator cloaking technology to hide it, and then...
Why would you hide it? Be proud of it.
Why wear a loincloth then?
I don't know, just for fun.
Like they're just wearing
for air.
They're wearing like a full
easy,
like
breezy,
body suit, like a really tight one,
predator.
And it's just the fucking biggest outline of this huge cock.
Like John Hamm.
Also, it has to look human, because I want to know, you know?
You want it to
I
want to
be
human.
Into it.
Yeah.
You don't want it to look alien.
No, I want to be like, okay, yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
Doing sex. I don't want to have to like think about how it's going to work.
Like, I see.
Yeah.
You're like, I just want to bend over and...
Yeah. I mean, your first thought's going to be like, can I take that?
Yeah.
And with an alien penis, it's usually probably going to be like, no, because I don't have an alien vagina or poop shoot.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Moments later, they look around. They notice, oh, where the fuck did Royce go? And then they're like, son of a bitch.
Bailed on us.
And all the other predators,
Show up.
And start shooting at them.
Called super predators.
Yeah. It's
known as the Tracker, the Berserker, and the Falconer. Which one would be the Berserker? Would he be the one with
the main one?
The bone?
Yeah.
He looked like an alligator to me.
An alligator, eh?
Yeah.
They kind of had some crocodile skin happening too.
Crocodile.
I'd say my favorite one was the Falconer. He looked the coolest.
Mm, no, I like the funny little alien dude that chased Edwin.
Oh.
Yeah.
They start shooting a lot. Mombasa does not make it.
No.
He gets speared through pretty fucking bad. Nikolai's minigun gets vaporized. Royce is kind of like behind starting to shoot at the predators. They run and they jump off a cliff into a lake.
Yeah, they tumble off of the...
Yeah, they tumble down
the hill.
The hill.
Yeah.
And it was very...
And Jill came tumbling after.
Yeah.
And this is where I would have died because they would have landed in the water and I would just... Royce correctly deduces that Isabel knows something about the predator. There's
but Isabel's also mad because Royce used them as bait.
Yeah, she's very upset. And then he's like, "Well, you fucking
predators."
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, you know about the predators. How about you tell everybody?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then she goes on to talk about the first movie.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper!
Covered himself with mud.
Which is funny because they didn't bring up the second movie because the second movie takes place literally in a city and so many people see the predator.
Jack, well, that's because the Men in Black people came in. They did a little... Psh, 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 psh. Would you use that on anybody, Andrew?
Myself.
Yeah.
What are you trying to forget?
Everything. Past life.
Did you use it on anybody?
I would use it on myself to forget about somebody.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
the answers are not funny.
No.
No.
We're not a funny bunch.
No.
I don't know why we're doing it.
We're not happily entangled with anybody.
I don't know why we're
incredibly funny.
I don't know why we're on a comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you are incredibly funny.
You are.
I'm super funny.
But you're also the happiest person.
Actually, I'm probably the most depressed. I just don't show it. Oh. And the saddest people are always the funniest.
Yes.
It's true.
Rest in peace.
It's Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yes. Rest in peace.
We miss you, OJ.
Just don't take Dennis Quaid too soon.
Do you think that's why like old collectors' Broncos are so expensive right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so they're walking. Doing some more walking.
Yeah,
walking. Some talking.
Then they're like, we need to do like a funnel trap. Get them all into a tight space and just unload on them. Except I didn't realize he meant bullets.
Yeah.
I was like, just coming on aliens.
Where's the semen joke?
So they do that. They use Edwin as bait. So why not?
And this is where we see the...
Yes, the originals. Based off the original, what the Predator was supposed to look like.
The one that was... played by Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah,
which is like, wow, they really made the correct choice.
Yeah.
Not making the Predator into that. They would not have had a franchise.
No, they would not have.
Isabel snipes it.
But misses.
But they don't think yet. Then she comes up and she's like, I missed it. And then, oh, there's a Predator behind Royce.
Well, they start hearing all these voices.
Yeah.
They hear all these voices like, I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm up there. I'm downstairs.
Robin, what would you do if you had invisibility?
Spy on Dennis Quaid. No. But.
That's so much work. You'd have to like find out where he lives, go out there. Yeah. That's so much work.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Get into concerts for free. Just sneak in.
What about you, Andrew?
I'm going to see if I can rob a bank. And that's my first.
No, because the moment you pick the stuff up, people will be like, you guys seeing that money floating?
Just do it at nighttime.
Also, how are you getting into the fucking bank?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Can I have my clothes still on? Or is this invisibility where you're like...
No, this isn't mystery man invisibility where like, nobody can look at you while you're doing it.
It's like the Predator. Yeah. It's like the Predator technology.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it cloaks your clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel more comfortable.
Like, I like how that how's, that's your first concern. You're just like, I don't want to be nude and invisible walking around.
I don't want people to not see my nude body.
I don't want to be cold.
Oh, I see. Okay, maybe if I didn't rob a bank, I'd at least like...
He would steal from stores, Value Village.
He sure, doesn't need invisibility. I don't need invisibility.
Yeah.
No, I know, but it would help him. He could steal more expensive.
No, no, I'm going to
try. No, because again, they'd be like, that shit's floating.
what if he can cloak it, though? With
no, that's not how it works.
Okay. I would do... I'm not allowing that. Okay. I somehow get the money to open up an Airbnb. Right? And then I say that it's haunted, and then I make a killing because I'm like putting haunting it myself with the invisibility.
And then every once in a while, like a perk of it is you get to see people going to the washroom.
I'm just going to find Harry Styles and whisper in his ear every night and hypnotize him into falling in love with me.
Okay.
Again,
that's a lot of work.
That would so much work, so much money you would need to be able to get over there and do that.
You could just whisper into...
No, I'm invisible. I can just hop on, walk into the airplane. It's
you
fine.
Can whisper to him every night.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be so much harder.
Give Robin money.
Because I feel like you'd be like, I'm invisible. It's fine. And then immediately when you walk through the metal detector, just guns are going off at you.
Not if I don't have any metal on me.
You just said you wouldn't be naked.
Doesn't mean I have to have metal on me.
I don't know. Everything's got metal in it now. I would sneak into films.
That's it?
Well... There'd probably be other stuff, but you would probably cut it out of the podcast.
He's just going to jerk off in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that? That jizz is coming out of nowhere.
And this is our haunted theater where a lot of moaning and spectral ectoplasm shows up.
Stay clear of aisle 3.
Nolan.
Yeah.
It's not a predator.
It's Lawrence Fishburne. He has alien technology.
He's looking a little...
He's got a helmet.
...whacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a helmet that from the back looks like a samurai helmet.
Yeah, but it's one of the predator masks.
Yeah, but from the back it looks like...
Yes. And he's...
Ryan really likes looking at people from the back.
He does.
It's because then they don't see it. Because I like to people watch, and I don't like connecting eyes, because...
It makes your boner go away.
Stop giving away my trades.
So, yeah, he's kind of... he's a little weird. He's a little crazy, you could say.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah.
He takes the group back to his hideout inside a huge abandoned spacecraft or something. He explains the nature of the situation. The predators have been harvesting formidable fighters from Earth and other planets for a long, long time, transporting them there to hunt them and thereby improve their skills. Which then, like, just doesn't make sense why the predator went to Earth for the first movie, because they could have just had it.
I think it's when they say it's in the near future, this is a newer thing for them, I guess. But you also said it was they've been doing it for a long time, so yeah, I don't know.
Then, maybe like, it was like it went to Earth and was like, oh, that's unfamiliar terrain and everything. But they're like, oh, yeah, let's bring it back home and have it on our turf.
Like, this is a training ground.
And yeah.
Then they're like, okay, now you can go.
Okay. Yeah. And also the predator that showed up on Earth in the first two movies, they were not the super predators, so... They have other things going on.
Well, that doesn't really make sense, because then in Prey, that predator was massive.
It was still considered a regular one. Hmm. Yeah.
What makes it super?
It's just tall.
Big fucking dick. That's
what is he cute or is he tall?
Yeah.
Nolan himself has been stranded on the planet for years, saying he's been there for like 7 seasons, but then he looks over at nobody and he's like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, 10 seasons. Oh. Yeah.
And a movie.
Yeah. A whole Friends series.
Mm-hmm. He also informs the others that there is some kind of blood feud occurring between the predators on the planet, the super predator tribe who are now hunting Royce and the others, and are openly hostile towards the classic predators, one which the group found tied up at the predator campsite for, I'm assuming, sexual reasons. Yeah, Nolan's crazy. He's been there by himself. He's like, okay, I'm going to sleep. Fuck off. He does explain that, like, I walked in a straight line for, like, a season or two or something, and, like, I never found the end.
No.
I'm assuming it's just the whole planet, then, that's, like, a hunting ground.
Yes. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, then he's like, I'm going to bed.
Goes he's to sleep. All curled up in his little blankie. Yeah, like, shows wrapped around his head, too. He's, like, swaddled like a
everybody
baby.
Else is hanging out. Fucking Nikolai and Edwin are, like, being pally.
Is this when Adrian Brody's arms are out now, too?
Yeah. And then the prison dude says some terrible things. But then said some terrible things beforehand as well.
Yes, but these are some...
But then he says some funny stuff where he's like, yeah... Is this beautiful lady tattooed?
Nikolai's showing off his picture of his children, and then he's like, oh, look, I have this tattoo. And it's like,
is that your wife or your girlfriend? He's like, no, that's my sister.
But like, there's like, the tattoo's got titties out.
Yeah.
And he's able to wiggle it so that like, the titties jiggle.
Okay. Another maybe controversial question here. If you had a hot sister, would you get a pinup tattoo of her?
No.
With her tits out?
No.
Well, what if he's got okay two sisters. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that lifestyle, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you are.
Of your brother?
Of my brother? If he was good looking, maybe.
But it's your current brother with giant tits.
That'd be kind of fun, yeah.
Or just like a juicy booty.
That'd be pretty funny.
Look, I got this tattoo of you.
He's been bent over in Daisy
You've
boots.
Got huge tits. That's what I always wanted in a brother. So, at one point, Nolan also said that there was a spaceship. And then Royce is like, could we get to the spaceship? And Nolan, with the most sarcasm ever, is like, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Trying to fly an alien spacecraft that I have no training for and no idea how
but
to
Royce
fly.
Is like, well, I'm just going to give it a try.
Yeah. Fair enough. He's an optimist.
The part I didn't... threw me out in this scene, and it's a stupid thing, where Royce goes to talk to Isabel, and he gives her what I assume was, like, water or something,
yeah.
And then he just has food and starts eating it, which I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, what are you eating?
You have no idea what this is.
Yeah, because earlier we see Roland making something, stirring something.
And but also, you said you would eat anything.
But I won't eat that.
No.
Yeah, I assume that would give you probably the worst diarrhea of your life.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Alien food?
You get some nutrients from it.
Yeah, and then it's all coming out
but
his
also,
ass
like,
later.
Nolan's been alive for 10 seasons, so he's...
Yeah, so... Yeah, and he's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing... Well, well that's... You know what? He's not thin.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just mean he's not like emaciated where he's like...
Wow.
It's not I'm not fat shaming. I'm just saying for someone who's
it's
been on
true.
An alien
it looks like,
planet for
yeah.
10 seasons, you think maybe he'd be a bit more emaciated,
you know,
like Matt Damon at the end of The Martian when he has to like ration his potatoes.
You know what it is? It's because Nolan's really into the pee cleanse.
Mm.
So he's just filtering that through constantly.
Okay.
So he's still getting all those vitamins.
Yeah. Mm. That's what I mean. I'm not fat shaming. I'm just saying.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It's good.
He's a thick boy for someone who's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's eating something.
He's clearly eating something.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Oh, maybe like the dogs.
You're probably eating the dogs.
Yeah.
I wonder what. Maybe they taste good.
I don't know.
What do you think they taste like?
He also said he killed 2 or 3 predators. Maybe he's
eating them.
Yeah.
Eating that predator ass.
Oh, I was going to say, you know where he's starting.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Yeah. Like, if I kill the predator, the first thing I'm doing is taking a look at his
dick. Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm going to eat the dick.
No, the first thing is, like, I have to see what he's packing. So they're talking, and all of a sudden...
There's smoke.
They see some smoke. And it's Nolan being like, he's wearing a hat now for some reason.
Yeah, it's like a turban almost.
Yeah.
I almost 100% sure it wasn't a turban, and also didn't look like one.
Oh.
First of all, you're using the wrong term.
Yeah.
That is not what a turban is.
What would it be?
I don't know what it would be.
Oh, okay.
But it was almost like a rolled up kind of do-rag-y looking thing. Or like, I don't know, like
or
a shirt.
Or just what like a lot of like desert movies do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's starting a fire and trying to smoke them out.
Because he's a...
Scavenger.
So he's like, oh.
And he's crazy.
Like, he's crazy. And then he's also like, we don't need 6 more mouths to feed.
Yeah. And then Royce shoots inside, and they're like, well, a lot of good that did. And he's like, I wasn't trying to get us out of here. He's
getting to draw them attention. Predators.
Yeah. One of the, this
calling
is probably,
the Calvary.
This is the worst line in the movie, and it is when Royce tries to shoot, or when he shoots, and he says, say goodbye to your little friend.
Oh, yeah, because he's like talking about Nolan's invisible friend. Yeah.
His imaginary friend.
It was very bad. I would have cut that out.
Nolan attempts to escape. Oops. Predator.
Like,
he's like, what took you like, so long, buddy?
Yeah,
it evaporates. Yeah. He's like, finally took you this long to get me or something. And then, just blown apart.
One of the Predators bashes open like the locked panel thing. They escape. Edwin, I don't know.
He somehow gets separated, but he like just falls behind somehow. Like they turn a corner and he's like, guys, where are you?
For somebody who was trying to show off how fucking smart he is, he got lost pretty fucking fast.
Yeah.
He gets lost, uses his flares a bunch.
Yeah, he keeps, like, he has like 3 flares on him. He keeps throwing them, and the last one he throws.
Yeah.
He's trying to see in the tunnel. Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's supposed to be really dark for him, but it's lit up for us to see what's happening. Yeah.
He sees the crew on the other side of a wall walking away, and he's like, hey, guys, you can't leave me here. And then they're all like,
We can't. Nikolai stays back for a minute.
For a sec, yeah. And then he's like, I gotta go, buddy.
I got kids.
I got to go.
And then
those potatoes are not going to eat themselves.
No. And then Edwin lights up the last flare, throws it, and it hits a predator that's been cloaked. And
he's like, ah.
And then he's like backing up. And then Nikolai shows up and
immediately gets fucked.
This is the part, though, you said when he, because Nikolai shoots the predator a few times in the arm.
Yeah.
And then you were saying the Austin Powers.
Yeah, he's like, you shot me.
Yeah, and then, Nikolai gets blasted in the chest.
He's and then when the Predator grabs him because he wants to, like, take his trophy, Nikolai shows that he's got, like, claymores or something on him, and he pulls it, detonates. He says something in Russian. Mm-hmm. I almost said Spanish.
And Edwin escapes.
Meets up with everybody, and nobody says anything.
Yep. No.
And then, as they're leaving, the main scary berserker predator pops out, and what's his face?
Stands.
Yeah, stays behind.
Yeah,
just uses his fucking shiv to stab him.
Oh yeah,
times,
yeah.
Which isn't how a shiv works. Do you guys know what a shiv is?
Yes, it's a sharpened toothbrush.
But it's only supposed to be used once
because it's supposed to be a bunch of barbs. So you stab them, and then you're supposed to break it off, so it stays in them, gets infected, and they die.
I see.
But his looked just like a piece of like jagged metal, or
it just
or
looked like a
like
knife.
He picked
knife.
Something. Yeah. Well, yeah, it looked like he picked something up off the ground. It was like, this will do it. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
Brian stands. Knows that because of his extensive period in San Quentin.
Yeah, because of all the exposing myself. It got so bad that they took me to a maximum prison.
In a different country.
Yeah.
You got
to be fair, though.
You got a Digimon tattoo.
To be fair, I got to see Johnny Cash. That was pretty cool.
That's amazing. You're so lucky.
That's 2 weeks in a row we were even mentioned San Quentin and Johnny Cash.
He's a hot topic. People are still talking about him. This predator does the cool thing where he stabs Stans. Is that his name?
Stans? Is this the prisoner guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the back and then
rips.
Somehow rips his spine with his skull out, which I call bullshit.
No, that doesn't.
I call bullshit too, because it also shows his corpse and his head is still like
round. I know. This is just a running Predator staple. This is in all the Predator movies. Mm. And they just have kept it in.
Like rice.
But also like his head would be
for me.
Flat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I love it.
Rice is great. This is so cool.
Still talking about rice.
It's cool. I love it. Fucking a little soy sauce on it.
Fills you up. It's cheap.
More
it
soy sauce
everything,
on it?
Goes with everything. You can have rice pudding.
You can just have rice by itself and satisfy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like a bowl of rice.
Satisfy like you're in bed with a grain of rice and you're like, that was amazing.
Smoke a cigarette after? Yeah.
All right. So, yes.
I haven't been satisfied in a while, guys.
So. Better go get yourself some rice.
Exactly.
Rice on one side, a picture of
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
No, I eat rice while watching a Dennis Quaid movie.
Oh, there you go.
Except you fucked up and it's Randy Quaid. So they flee, which is fun. It's a fun thing to do. Immediately after the survivors escape the drill, they are set upon by the Berserk Predator, which targets Royce. However, Stans, as I was saying, is like, kills him. They run away. And then all of a sudden, they're in this idyllic spot for a sweet samurai showdown. We haven't talked about Hanzo very much.
He doesn't talk during this whole movie. And then there's a racist moment where he's like, where Edwin's like, oh, you speak English? He's like, yeah, I just don't talk a lot. Because I lost two fingers for talking too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because in the Yakuza, if you speak too much, you get your fingers chopped off.
Yeah. Mm.
And he did it twice. But yeah, he takes his shirt off. He's got cool tattoos. Samurai sword.
Oh, he was walking around barefoot.
So the samurai sword he found at the spaceship.
Yeah.
He did, yes.
He saw the sword. He was like, old.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they must have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a cool fight with...
the Falconer.
Sounds like a superhero.
I know.
But like a shitty one. Yeah. He has a fight with him, slashes him a bunch. There's a bunch of this sweet neon green blood.
And some neon red blood.
Well, to be fair.
I know. I'm just
depending on the oxygen concentration in your blood. Dictates how bright it is.
Fine.
I got really scared once because usually mine's a bit darker and I had cut myself once and it was crazy bright red. And I was like, oh no, I'm made out of paint.
Oh no, I'm in a Italian giallo movie.
It was so bright, I was concerned. So the final three run away into the jungle, but Edwin, he got caught in one of them traps. And he's like, oh, if it had been
trap, it gets his ankle, and it's like, oh, if it was 2 inches higher, it would have gotten my blah, blah, blah,
tibial artery.
Yeah.
And then Royce is like,
leave him.
Well, but he's like, that's why they did it, because
to me
now you can, yeah, so they can still hunt you. And it's like, why do you know this stuff?
Because he's a sadist.
Yeah,
he's a predator
anyway. He wanted to use Edwin and just like strap bombs to him as a trap.
Fair
yeah
why not. Isabel's like, no.
He's like, I gotta go to the predator ship though.
He's like, I'll go by without.
That's exactly how we said it, dude. I'm going to go by myself.
Royce makes it back to the predator camp and rescues the captive predator, releasing him from the restraints. I don't understand how his machete cut through chain.
Metal, yeah.
But sure. No,
whatever.
The predator immediately puts him in a chokehold, like he's about to chokeslam him.
And but this then, is where I was like, choke me, daddy.
But then he put him down, and then they did the iconic... hand to hand, and both of them were flexing.
Yeah.
That would have been a perfect moment. They
but
should
it would
have done
so
that.
So disappointing. Like, Adrian Brody looked great. It's just that they're not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, of course not.
Like, he would have been like, Predator, you son of a bitch. And then the other thing would have been like, that Predator activates the ship. Don't really understand. Some plot hole stuff here, because the other predators obviously aren't part of his predator stuff, but I guess it's his ship.
I think it's his
ship. But then
ship.
The other predator was able to blow it up with his own thingy.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't know. I'm
it's
not
just
a predator.
Alien technology. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just a dude.
They all just, we all know, same Wi-Fi network.
That's why you need to do password prediction.
Yeah.
Letters, numbers, and at least one character.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Isabel and Edwin are caught in a net.
Oh no.
The berserker alien predator drags them into just like a little hole.
Like a pit.
Yeah, a little hobbit hole.
A pit.
Is that what you call your butthole, Andrew?
Hobbit hole?
Yeah, or the pit.
The pit sounds good.
I got the pink pit.
Thank you for this insight. So they're in the pink pit, and then this is where
now
we...
I'm stuck being like, because now I'm still thinking of Hobbit Hole, and you're just having some role play, and you're like, oh, Mr. Frodo, you've come back to the Shire. I've kept your Hobbit Hole
nice and warm.
Nice and warm.
Kept it a little damp and mossy, just like you.
This is the part of the movie where Edwin explains his shit.
She's like, or yeah, because he's like, if you could do it all over again, would you still save me? And she's like, yeah. He's like, oh, you're such a good person.
And then he pulls out a scalpel, which still has the poison on it from the plant.
And just nicks her.
Nicks her on the chest. And
she drops immediately. And then he's like, I'm a murderer, serial killer. Love it.
And I belong here on this planet with these predators.
It's like, I don't want to go back.
He's like, I love it.
He
wants to stay.
Like hallucinating.
We see the ship start to fly off and we're like, oh, Royce is on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then the two predators have kind of a boring fight.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot cooler.
It wasn't great, but
a lot
like,
of like close up shots, you can't see anything. Yeah. Also, all they did was slam into each other.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been a lot cooler.
It was like a...
They're like rutting or like, deer.
Yeah, moose? I was going to say moose or elk.
Horny as the dickens. Dicks swinging.
Yeah.
Clacking into each other.
Their dreads are getting all tangled up.
The ending is cool because, the berserker slashes the other predator's head off.
That actually would have been pretty funny. They collide and then they're like, wait, stop. Ow, your dreadlock stuck in mine.
Yeah. Ow, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he slashes his head off. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty CGI'd.
That part?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was...
I think...
No, this part was. I think wasn't CGI'd. No. It was the last part.
No.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
No, I think it's the last part.
No,
that was.
I know movies. We cut back to Edwin and Isabel, and he's, I don't know, still talking for some reason. Seems like he's about to do something.
Yeah.
And then we see Royce behind him.
Oh, he's going to start like opening her up with the scalpel.
Yeah. And then he turns around and he's like,
oh, good. You found us.
Yeah. Oh, you came back.
The scene's, in my opinion, stupid because he was standing there long enough to hear the ship.
Yeah.
Did we mention that the ship exploded?
Oh, yes. The alien went boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
And exploded the
berserker.
Ship. So we thought Royce was on that. Yeah. Even though we, not really, but you're supposed to think Royce is on the ship.
And then so he pulls them both out, and then he like looks over at Isabel. Oh, he like, I don't know, he like put her
She's
on the ground
balls.
Really weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he puts her down. He's like, Are you okay?
Swear to me.
And then Edwin creeping up behind with his little scalpel. And then right before he's able to.
He's like, you're not a good person, or you're a good person.
It's like, no, I'm not.
But I'm fast.
And then he stabs Edwin under the chin with his scalpel.
And then he like drags him. He's like, please don't kill me. He's like, I'm not going to kill you. And then is this the point where he pulls out Nikolai's children's picture? And he's like, I've got a family.
No, that was.
That was earlier.
Yeah,
but
earlier, yeah.
Yeah, when they used him
funny.
As bait.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Not when they used him as bait.
I mean, when. Because
this
it?
Is after Nikolai.
Right,
died.
Right, yeah.
Oh, when he got the claw thingy on?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for miming that.
Right, when he got the bear trap thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so he pulls him over, does it. The predator comes up. And I don't know. I thought this was really funny. Edwin laying on his stomach. Bleeding out, and he's like, help me. Mm-hmm. And then the predator
There's
just
like
comes up.
There's like a trail of gunpowder.
And like just That's really him. Slowly slides his arm blades into him.
He's yeah,
like,
that was.
And then he was like, still like, boop.
And he was,
it was
he's
very
like,
sexual.
And he didn't, he was like,
And he's like, help me.
Yeah, I'm fine. And Turns then, him around.
You think the predator is going to help you?
And then the predator picks up Edwin, and Edwin's got a bunch of grenades strapped to him. And
the predator, it moves
He gets like
over.
So many fucking grenades go off and he's like, I'm fine.
It blows him up. He just gets blown back and he's like, I'm fine.
And then Royce is there with his shirt off looking tight.
Yeah.
Hey, you can tell he's flexing. Oh, and he's got like the fucking like the outline on the sides of his abs. All that shit. He's covered in mud.
Mm-hmm.
But it also looked weird for a sec. I thought it was weird scarring just because of the way the flames and everything.
It did not look like mud at
it
first.
Did not,
No, it looked like, something was flecking off him. It didn't look like mud until he, like, the alien, like, picked him up and threw him away. And even then, it was, like, really watery looking mud.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, did he diarrhea himself?
There's some really funny shots of him running up to the predator and hitting him with this club or like
constantly over and over.
Yeah.
Because the predator can't see because of all the fire.
It was the axe from Mandy.
No, right. not yet. This was just like a bone or something.
Yeah.
Club.
Right, yeah.
But he was making those grunting noises.
Yeah, he's like,
the one thing I don't like in the filming of this movie is the director really likes using double shots. Like, an action thing will happen, and then he'll get the exact same... The thing will happen again. I don't like that.
So, yeah, he's fighting him. Royce has kind of trapped him in, like, some fire, so he can't use his mask for the heat stuff, but he can somehow has a different thing that shows a pulse, and like a heart throb.
Well, yeah, that one was pretty cool. That was a newer design thing for the Predators.
That's what they do. That's what I mean. That's what Nolan was saying is their technology. They develop it more
to advance. Yeah. So the Predator finds their weaknesses, his heartbeat.
Yeah.
Starts shooting.
His plasma gun thingy at him. Misses. Royce is like, oh shit.
Yeah. He sees the laser.
He's got like duty stain. Yeah. Could you get away
with duty stains
from a predator by shitting yourself? No. Do you think that would work?
No.
What if it was
it's
like,
gonna be warm at first?
What if it's really bad though?
Like you're like covering yourself in it?
Like the predator comes up and he's about to like do a slow kill and you're like, no, and then you're just there in your shitty pants. He's not gonna kill you, he's gonna feel bad about it.
No, I think he'll still kill you.
No, I think
he'll
be like
still kill you. Because he'll be like, oh, this person is feeling so much shame, I'll put them under their misery.
No.
Or it will feel like what's the word? It's pitying you.
Yeah.
Pitying you. Oh. Because you're such a weak
bitch.
You have your stomach is so weak and you're a weak bitch.
To be fair, they don't what if they don't know what duties are?
You got a loose pink pit that just
Yeah, what if they don't know what duties are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they do.
Big swinging dicks.
But no
buttholes. Yeah.
All the waste out the big hog.
Well, no, they have a bunch of tiny little fibrous hairs all over their body. So when they sweat, that's...
I see.
Yeah. Make my own lore.
Yeah.
Predators, big dicks, no buttholes.
I'd like to see a book of this. Please.
Like Fantastic Beasts and Where to
Find Them.
Like anatomy drawings, but like by me, so they're really bad.
I would love for us to make a Survive the Night Predator lore book where it just has all these crudely drawn predators with no butts.
Or just like horror, because there's like also like Edward Cullen as El Chupacabra.
So after that, he is bopping him. Somehow Isabel is able to recover enough to shoot him with her rifle
because
in the arm.
There's a part where the predator has him like pinned down. He's gonna kill him.
Enraged, Royce repeatedly beats the berserker with the bone axe, except it's not. It's now the...
Mandy axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocking the berserker's mask off, exposing his cool face. What if... Okay. He's beating him. And he knocks his mask off, and then he does like the slow pan up.
And then they connect eyes.
They connect eyes. And then he's like, I'm in love. Yeah. But then... Oh, my God. Okay. But then
cherry blossoms start floating around.
No. They're doing dates and stuff, and then they go to have their first sexy time. Uh-huh. And then Royce goes to mount him, but he doesn't have a butthole.
So Royce just has to be a power bottom.
No, then Royce is like, this is never gonna work out, and the predator's
he's
like
a top.
And then he shoots him in the face. All happens within like 20 minutes, and Isabel's just sitting there being like, what the fuck?
Royce can't be averse. He's like, I'm a top or I'm nothing.
It's actually a murder-suicide. The predator shoots himself with the shoulder cannon in the face afterwards.
Because he wants to be with Royce. He's like, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Finally, he decapitates the predator, ending the hunt. Afterwards, Royce walks over to Isabel and they talk for a few moments, finally introducing each other their names. In the morning, Royce and Isabel find more humans and aliens being dropped into the jungle. Royce reassures Isabel that they will find a way to get off the planet, and the two leave the campsite back towards the jungle while they decide to find another way to get back to Earth.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's the movie.
Yep.
That's the movie.
I already talked about the alien thingy. The only other thing that I have here is this movie wasn't called Predator 3. Instead, it added an S to the end to make it plural in tribute to how Alien sequel was called Aliens.
Yes.
Mm. So this is supposed to be a sequel to the first one, not to the third one.
You also mentioned
second one
while we were watching the movie that Adrian Brody put on 25 pounds of muscle for this movie.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yes, we do. Great. So, final thoughts, Andrew?
Yeah, I like this movie still quite a bit. I'm just going to give it a good old 8 giant predator hogs out of 10.
Okay, Robin?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking about the movie more than watching it. I think it's a good movie. It was fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
Which one do you think is better?
I haven't seen the first one in so long, so it's not fresh enough to be...
What about you, Andrew?
Obviously, the first one is still my favorite. Mostly the nostalgia of growing up with it, and my dad introducing it to me. So, but if I would rank them, I would still rank it being like 1, Predator, 2, Prey, this one, and then Predator 2.
Okay, so what's your rating?
I will give it a 6.7 pink pits out of 10.
Ryan.
I thought this movie was fun. It was a fun action movie. There's some dumb stuff in it, but whatever. Yeah. I give this movie like a 6.2 crazy Dennis Quaid out of 10.
All right. So that is this movie. What is our next movie? Who is picking next?
I guess it's mine. You're not here next week.
No, yeah.
So we're keeping the testosterone going because we're covering Blade 2.
Oh my God.
We're jumping over Blade. Don't need to watch it.
All right.
No. We're just going in the same.
Wow. All right.
One of my favorite movies. See if it still holds up.
Okay. So that will be next week.
Andrew, where can people find us?
People can find us on the Facebook group, Survive the Night. On Instagram, s.t.n_podcast. On TikTok, Survive the Night, STN. And myself, Andy Billy Art, on Instagram. Ryan.
If you can, please go rate us 5 stars, nothing more, nothing less. Or equivalent on whatever app, site, whatever you listen to us on. Leave a comment, whatever. It really helps us out. And as always... I'm Ryan.
I'm Robin.
I still am Andy.
No, you're Andrew.
Andrew.
Oh.
And we are Survive the Night Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next
time. It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Would you get naked?